Hello, it's the 12th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Emergency medical charity, in partnership with Bedfordshire Freemasons, have developed a new project that helps young people cope with the traumatic aftermath of an accident, usually involving friends or family in and around the county. Magpus Air Ambulance have rolled out the Teddies for Living Care programme to provide young patients with a teddy bear to cuddle following or after having witnessed an accident in order to calm them down. The Magpus medical team are faced with the most injured or seriously ill patients on a daily basis, so the bears will play a life-preserving role in delivering the patient to a permanent healthcare provider in a non-hysterical state. Summer footfall figures for general activities around Bedford, including shopping, showed a 14% increase from the previous year, according to Google data, but still remains below pre-lockdown levels. New speed indication devices have been funded by the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner. The new devices will notify the driver of their current vehicle speed. If that speed exceeds the area speed limit, the motorist will receive a Beds Police warning letter. Persistent speeding offenders are referred for further action to the local policing team. The Speed Watch programme is made possible by volunteers. Isla Campbell, a student at Bedford Girls' School, wrote a song during lockdown about her previous experiences with bullying, entitled Did I? The song is now among the finalists in the prestigious Song Academy Young Songwriters competition. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.